Tumbleweed, episode number 5, The House of Golden Dreams.
Hello, it's Sheriff Stillwell. Is anybody awake in there?
Just a minute, Sheriff. I got to get some clothes on.
Do you want me to come back later?
No. I'll only be a minute.
Take your time.
Okay, come on in, Sheriff-san.
Thank you, Layla.
Okay, Sheriff. What brings you to the House of Golden Dreams?
Well, Layla, I'm here to get some information about two of your customers from last evening. They were two Mexican men, one with a red shirt with green trim, and the other with a black shirt.
Oh, yes. The other was a very tall man with blue eyes, right? What would you like to know about them?
Well, Layla, I'd be interested in just about anything you can tell me about them.
Well, the heavy-set one had a massage with Jadine, and then they went into a private room for additional therapy.
What about the tall one with the blue eyes? What'd he want?
He just wanted a massage with no extra therapy, so I took care of him myself. I don't do extra therapy. I leave that to my girls.
I see. Did the blue-eyed one have anything to say?
Not really. He said his name was Carlos. He was very quiet, but there was something that was quite strange about him.
Strange? In what way?
His body was strange. He was very lean, and his muscles were extra hard. I have never massaged a man with such dense muscles. It was very difficult to massage him. It took a long time.
Anything else?
Yes. He fell asleep when I finished massaging him. Then he woke up right at 8. It was almost like he had a clock in his head. Oh, and my dog Miko didn't like him. My dog likes everybody, but he barked and growled at Carlos. See? Miko knows who we're talking about. Good boy, Miko.
That's interesting.
Now, it's not so unusual for a man to fall asleep during a massage, but when he did wake up, he kind of jerked up. It took him quite a few seconds to get refocused.
You said Jadine was the girl who massaged the other man. Could I talk to her?
Sure. Jadine, can you come here? The sheriff wants to talk to you.
I'll be there in a minute.
I'm sorry to have to bother all of you on a Sunday morning, but this is quite important.
It's no bother, Sheriff. In fact, I wish you would come and bother me more often. I would like to give you a massage sometime, and some extra therapy. There would be no charge, because it would be my pleasure.
Thanks, Layla. I'll remember that.
Hello, Sheriff. I'm Jadine. How may I help you?
Well, last night you gave a massage and some extra therapy to a large Mexican man who was wearing a red shirt with green trim. Do you remember him?
Yes, I do. Am I in some kind of trouble, Sheriff?
No, Jadine. You're not in any trouble. I just want to know what you can tell me about him.
You said his name was Miguel, and that he was up here from Mexico to take care of some business. He said he would be going back to Mexico in a day or two, once he finished his business.
Did he say what his business was?
I asked him, but he didn't want to talk about it.
Okay, is there anything else you can remember?
Just that he was very tense and he needed a bath, so I gave him one.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you, J.D.
Sheriff Sam, is there some problem?
Oh, hi, come soon. How's the smoke shop part of the business?
Oh, very steady, Sheriff. We have our regular long-time customer. We continue to get a new one who come in to smoke the pipe.
You know, I wish the Tumbleweed Saloon patrons were as well-mannered as your patrons. There's never any fist fights or gunfights in your operation.
No. We don't have any trouble, usually because most of our customers smoke a pipe and then they go to sleep.
I always wondered about your name, Come Soon. How'd you get that name?
Oh, yes. Well, when I first come to this country, I work in a hotel in San Francisco, and that's where I get my name. My last name is Soon. And when hotel guests leave, everybody at the front desk of hotel always smile and say, come again soon. And since no one can say my first name, I just say, come soon is my name.
Well, now I know. Okay, I'll be getting back to my office now. Thank you all for your help.
You're welcome, Sheriff. You'll please excuse a come soon. I have some customer in back, so I have to wake up now.
I hope we've been some help to you, Sheriff. Now, my invitation is open to you anytime. Don't forget to come and see me.
Thank you, Layla. I will surely remember that. Virgil, it seems that Tori was kidnapped by a man named Miguel, and she does have a son. Her son's name is Ricardo, and word is that he's staying with Chief Blue Sky. So I'll be riding out tomorrow morning to pay the chief a visit.
I just knew something bad happened to her.
Are you going to take the deputy job, Virgil?
Yeah, I guess I'll give it a try.
Good. We'll talk about everything in the morning.
Hi, Sheriff. Victoria told me to come and see you about what I heard early this morning.
Okay, what was it you heard, Scrappy?
Well, you know that I sleep in this little storage shed behind the Tumblewood Saloon, right?
Yeah, I know that.
Well, early this morning, I guess was around 5 a.m., I heard voices, and I wake up and peek through the knothole in the shed, and I see this Mexican man and this young lady coming down the Tumblewood Saloon fire escape.
Okay, Scrappy, did they say anything?
The lady said that her son was staying with her friend in Laredo, and the man said, okay, we'll ride out and pick up the little boy in Laredo on the way down to Mexico.
Thanks, Scrappy. One more thing, Scrappy. Do you know anything about this Scotch whiskey?
Yeah. I went out with Charlie Duncan to help him bring a wagon load of that there whiskey back from Chief Blue Sky.
So it seems Tori lied to Miguel in order to protect her son.
Yeah, I think you're right. So while you're riding off to see the chief, I'll ride down to Laredo and find Tori.
No, that wouldn't be a good idea. Because once Miguel finds out that Tori's son is not in Laredo, he'll either come back to Tumbleweed to look for him, or he'll take Tori back down to Mexico to Don Garcia. Oh, hi, Billy. What can I do for you?
I hear there's going to be some action regarding this kidnapping thing. I've been practicing my drawing and my shooting. I'm lightning fast on the drawing. I can hit a bottle top 50 feet most times.
Well, if you really want to help out, Billy, there is one thing you could do.
You just name it, Sheriff. I'm willing to do whatever needs to do.
Well, I'm going to need someone to look after the jail here while Virgil and I go out of town for a spell. Think you can handle that?
Shucks. I can handle that with my eyes closed. I was hoping for something a little more exciting than that.
Well, I think there'll be plenty of action in the future, Billy. But I just need you to look after the jail here for a day or two, is all. Now, I got 3 prisoners at the moment, but 2 of them are getting out today. So you only have 1 prisoner that we'll be holding to see the judge when he gets here next week.
Okay, I'll do it.